Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We're going to start this week's mind games with a question. If you found yourself stuck in a tower, and all you had was a piece of rope that was half as long as the tower is high, how would you escape? You tricked? If it was a prisoner in the same situation, how would they escape? The reason I'm asking that is some new research reported by the British Psychological Society has actually found that we're a lot more capable of the activity of mental novelty when we're thinking, the ability to find creative solutions, when we're thinking for others rather than ourselves. So previously, it's been known that the physical distance between yourself and a problem, or the temporal, the time distance between yourself and a problem that needs to be solved, has really had an impact on your ability to think abstractly and laterally and find the solution. But new research actually shows that psychological distance is also important as well. So how do they study this? They actually asked a group of students that very question that I posed at the start of the segment here, and looked at people's ability to solve the problem when they considered themselves in the tower or they considered someone else. What they found was that solving a problem for a stranger was often a lot easier due to the psychological distance. So when we are in the middle of a situation, or even we imagine ourselves in the middle of a situation, we often don't see the full picture. So when we think about solving a problem for someone else, we see different aspects and the solutions become clearer. So here's a mind game you can try. Try that next time you're up against something, you're getting frustrated because you can't find a way around something. Think about what you might tell someone else to do in that situation, and you might actually be more likely to find the answer. Happy problem solving.